friends. Cha also. Aji Shanti offer. He indeed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although a father, mother, brother or friend may sometimes punish one as a well-wisher, they never punish their subordinate like this. But because you are the most worshipable Lord, I regard the punishment you have given me the most exalted. Purport. Punishment meted out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is accepted by the devotee as the greatest mercy. Tatenu kampam susamikshama no bhujandai vatma kritam vipakam vidvagvapubhir idadham namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhag. One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engages always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offers obeisances to you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for liberation. Bhagavatam 10.14.8. A devotee knows that so-called punishment by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is only his favor to correct his devotee and bring him to the right path. Therefore, the punishment awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be compared to even the greatest benefit awarded by one's material father, mother, brother or friend. Please chant with me Mangalacharna Shloka. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Darati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Chinamine Shivarshabhana Videvi Daitaya Kripadbaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvalape Madhya Shirupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhi Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachitananda Namine Gaura Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdishta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhamashi Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Anampa Vanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vatara Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarva Swapadam Bojao Radha Madana Mohanao Divyat Vrindaranya Kalpadru Madaha Shimatrat Nagara Simhasanastav Shishi Radha Shila Govinda Deva Prishtali Bir Sivyamana Smarami Shiman Rasara Sarambi Bamsivata Tatastita Krandinu Swanar Gopir Gopinatha Shiestuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Tagaradhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yasya Prasada Dagyopi Sadya Sarvagyatam Vrajaisa Shri Chaitanya Deva Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahoditao Gaudaudaye Pushpavantao Chitrao Sandao Tamonadao Govinda Valabhi Rathe Prate Tvamaham Sadatvadiyam Chitana Tu Govindo Mam Tvaya Saha. Okay, so we continue reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and in this chapter we're going to discuss how Bali Maharaj will surrender his life. And you know, in the future verses, Bali Maharaj is going to face a really, really hard, he will face he will be tested very much in the future by the Lord Vamanadev. And you know, in this verse, Bali Maharaj said that actually the Lord is the most beneficial. Even though he is a punish sometimes the people, this ultimately will be their benefit. Actually, most of the people in this world, they think that God is a very cruel person. And we can see that many times there is so much troubles and calamities in people's life all the time. And some people might think that this God is not actually really merciful to the people. And but actually in Bhagavad Gita it is said, the Lord said that he equal to everybody, to all living entities, and it is said samoham sarvabhuteshu namedveshustina priya. So he actually not punishes and not favors anybody, but to his devotee he is favorable very much. Well, sometimes people think that the Lord is the cruel. Even sometimes devotees think like that. You know, I'm a devotee and I'm chanting Hare Krishna and I'm following four regulative principles. Why God sends me some troubles and tribulations in my life? Somebody is asking sometimes. But actually, the Lord is all merciful. I categorized three kinds of people, how they can react on the punishment of the Lord. There are three kinds of people, and I'm going to give some example of the people who react differently by seeing how the Lord is punishing. So there is one story about one Christian priest. His name was Harold Kushner, and he had a son, and this son, he died from very precarious disease. It's called progeria. If anybody knows what that means, progeria means if somebody dies in a young age and the symptoms of the body is like 60, 70 old people. I mean, they're very old. They get in. It could be in 10 years, but the symptoms of the body is 60 years old, like this. So it's very peculiar disease. And his son, he died from this disease. And after that, he started to write a book. Actually, this is a famous book, maybe somebody knows. And he writes this book saying that, why bad things happen to the good people, and this actually became a bestseller to sell. But so essence of this book is, in In this book, he describing that actually the Lord addressed by different names and qualities. And he explained that the God has many qualities. He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and many other qualities of the Lord. And he writes, but actually, maybe the Lord doesn't have all these qualities in full, because he might be omniscient, and it means he knows everything, right? So maybe he knew that my son going to die, but maybe he's not omnipotent, because if he knew, but he's not enough power to save my son. And he thought, well, maybe if he's omnipotent, but he might not be omnipresent, because he might know and he will get enough power, but he might not be present at that time, at particular time, to save my son. Or he writes, or maybe he might have all these three qualities, but he might be not merciful to my son, and maybe he doesn't have merciful heart, so he didn't save my son. The essence, so the conclusion of this story is that this kind of approach of the people, they kind of, when they see that some calamity is coming to their life, they're cursing the Lord, or not cursing, but they're losing their faith in the Lord. There is another story, almost the same story, but also very staunch Christian. Also, his son died of cholera. He dies of cholera when he was 10 years old. And this Christian, he became atheist after that. So he became atheist. He said, well, how come I was a Christian, I was praying to my Lord, and I was a religious man, and still you allowed my son to die? So after that, he became an atheist, and his name is Charles Darwin. After that, he, you know about this, he created the theory of evolution after that, but before he was a Christian. And after that, he became atheist and started this atheistic theory of evolution. And Shilpa said that maybe his parents came from monkeys, but actually for us, we are created by God. And actually, we can see the devolution nowadays. Devolution, even though, you know, we can see the human beings, but the mentality of the monkey, so it could be true a little bit. Nowadays, they just eat, sleep, etc. So this is a kind of approach of the people. This kind of one category of the people in their approach toward the calamities and troubles and problems in their life. So back to our topic in the beginning when I started. So why, if God is all merciful, but many things happened in this world? So I'm going to give another example, that we never know the plan of the Lord. Like here, we see that Bali Maharaj is supposed to, we see that he's getting through he's facing very big calamities and troubles and problems in his life. But ultimately, it will be great benefit and great mercy of the Lord toward Bali Maharaj. So there is another story. It's a true story. It happened in the beginning of the 20th century. There was one family, Mr. Smart family, and he was living in Scotland. And he was living in Scotland, and they planned that he was very honestly and religiously and hardly work to earn some money. And he had a plan with his family that after some time, when he get enough money, he will go to America to settle up in America and spend the rest of their life in America. So he was working and working honestly. And about 1 week before he leave to America, happened very strange situation. One week before he left, he's going to leave, his only son was beaten by the dog, and he got the rabies. So he got rabies, and according to the law of that country, they're not allowed to leave the country if somebody is sick with rabies. So he went to the church and start cursing the Lord and complaining him. And he said to the Lord, "What did I do wrong, my Lord? I was working honestly and all my life, and I had a very honest plan to go and spend the rest of my. Why did you do at this particular moment when I'm ready to leave and to live in peace in America?" So he started cursing and abusing the Lord with the bad words, complaining. But after the week, a very surprising thing happened. After the week, he came back to the church and started saying that, "Please forgive me, my Lord, and I want to, first of all, I want to thank you, and please forgive me for my complaining and abuse, and thank you very much for saving me." And everybody who was around in the church, they were thinking, strange person. A week ago he was complaining and cursing the Lord. Now he's praising and asking for forgiveness. How come? What happened? So when he bought the tickets and everything, he's about to leave in 1 week. He's going to board on Titanic. So after that, when he came to know that Titanic is sink down, so he said, "Thank you very much, my Lord. I thank you that you saved me and my family." So this we see that we never know the plans of the Lord, even though it could be. From external point of view, it could be something bad happened to our life, but ultimately, because the Lord is all beneficial, He gives the best for everybody, and that's why we should never curse the Lord. There's another example, another story, also true story, about a very famous tennis player. You maybe know about him. His name is Arthur Ashe. He's a very famous tennis player, but he died out of disease, AIDS disease. He was very famous in 70s, 80s. He won Wimbledon few years. And so he died of this disease, but while he was dying out of this disease, one fan wrote to him the letter when he came to know that he's dying out of AIDS, and he writing to him, "How come? Why? Tell me, why the God selected you to give this dangerous disease to you? Because in the world there are so many useless people, useless and have no any good qualities, but you are so talented, so famous, so good person. Why tell me why God gave you this bad disease?" And his answer was very interesting, and actually very profound realization he had. He wrote him back in a letter that he's saying that imagine, for example, every year 5 million people on earth start playing tennis. 5 million, they start playing every year. But out of 5 million, only 1 million got a clue how to play tennis, and 1 million become really kind of start learning how to do it properly. And out of this million, 50,000 people becoming a professional tennis player. So out of this 50,000, only 5,000 people, they are reaching the level of Grand Slam tournament. So they playing in this the very professional tennis, like US Open, Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon. So out of this 50,000, only 5,000 people, they are allowed to play in Wimbledon. Wimbledon, it's the highest. I don't know about this, but this is the highest Wimbledon tennis player. And it is said, he said that out of this 50, only 4 people reaching the semifinals. 4 people. Out of these 4, only 2 people get the final, reach the final. And out of 2, only 1 win the Wimbledon. It's the highest degree. So he wrote to this fan. So if you asking me why I God selected me for this disease, you should ask also God why he selected me out of these 5 million people. Why he selected me? I'm not asking him. I didn't ask him why you selected me out of these 5 million, and I won the Wimbledon. We should. The conclusion of this story that sometimes it could be our own mistakes. So he wrote to this fan. This was my mistake. That's why I got this disease. I'm not blaming anybody. So this kind of people is a little bit mature, and they understand that they shouldn't blame anybody besides themselves. Because he also wrote that when somebody is good taking place in our life, we are taking the credit for that. We actually were a good person, and we have a good karma and almost pure devotees. So we take a credit. But something bad, we're cursing him. you're wrong. You know, everybody around us is wrong. So out of these different situations in which the Lord put us in different situations, we should take the proper lesson from everything. It's a kind of the prison meant to turn people into the good people supposed to be. And when they come out of the prison, they're supposed to be obedient citizens. So they should take the lesson seriously, and after that they should be proper people. Today I have another story. Sorry. It's about how to there is a story about it's in our tradition. There is a person who was he had a lot of problem in his life, and at the end, but he was a very religious, very staunch devotee. At the end of his life, he met the Lord, and he met the Lord, and in a complaining mood he started challenging the Lord, and he's saying, "My dear Lord, I was very religious person, and I was serving you all my life, but how come there is so much troubles and bad things happened in my life?" So the Lord, he explained to him. He said, "Remember when you was young, you was playing in the courtyard of your mother. You was playing in courtyard, and your mother, she was sitting on the chair, and she was embroidering the sunset, beautiful sunset scene. You know, embroidering on a piece of cloth. And while playing in the courtyard, you ask her, my dear mother, what you are doing? And she answered to you that, my dear son, I'm embroidering the nice sunset scene. And you looked up, because you was playing on the floor, and from your level you saw that when you embroider, the other side is look very messy, yeah? You know, when from the, you're looking from the top, from the bottom you see only some mess out of the different threads, right? If you see from down. And you ask her, mother, it's not a sunset scene, it's something messy I see. But your mother told you, you go and later on I will show you. So after some time you again look up and you saw the same thing, but actually in fact it was more messy. she was a brother, you can see more messy. And you said to your mother, mother, I don't understand what you're doing. And she said, you go play again, and when I finish I will show you. So after some time when she finished the embroidering, she called you, and she put you on her lap and showed her, now see, I finished this sunset scene. And the Lord told him, and at that time you can really appreciate her art of embroidering. So the same thing is me. During your old life I was embroidering your life, and at the end, now please sit down on my lap and I will show you your life. So he sit him up on his lap and showed him his life. Now see that situation. If you didn't get in this trouble, you didn't get this success later on. If you didn't have that problem, you will not earn so much money. So I was embroidering your life, and from your level it could look like very messy life and so much troubles. But I was embroidering, and later on, from my point of view, your life was perfect. And even though from your point of view, from your level, it could be messy. So now we can. I gave you a few examples how the people can react according to the punishment, when they see the punishment. Some people, they curse in the Lord. Other people who are more mature, they just tolerate Him. And the pure devotees, they don't even notice that there's problems or calamity in their life. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he went through so many troubles, but he didn't notice so much problem in his life. So these two categories, first and second, it's actually for the purification of the people. And third category is for glorification. Just like Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, after that they was very much glorified after their after was tasted by the Lord. And actually there is a fourth category of the people, is the highest, and we shouldn't imitate, like Kunti Maharani. Kunti Maharani in the first canto, 8th chapter, she said, Vipadam santu tasa sva tatra tatra jagad guru. Bhavato darshanam yat syat apunar bhava darshanam. So she said, please my dear Lord, send me calamity, send me, so I will be able to remember you. So for some people, for pure devotees, it's okay, but we shouldn't imitate this. I have another story, but I don't have a time. Well, I can do it quick. So this is a story about Babaji, Babaji from Vrindavan. There is one there was in Vrindavan very good sadhu. Babaji was living in Vrindavan, and he had a pair of the deities, Radha Krishna deities, and he had a very special, very unique way of worshipping his deities. And his standard was that every day he was stitching the new set of clothes every day for the Lord, and every morning he offered new set of clothes to his deities. So every day he offered this, and so he was very old, and people and devotees, they was donating to him the clothes for his deities. So every day he was stitching and embroidering the cloth, and so in the morning he can offer it. And one day one merchant heard of him and also came to donate him some cloth, but he had one question to this Babaji. He said, my dear Babaji, so why is it that you, I see that you are doing so much service to your deities, and you are offering very nice dress every day, a new dress to your deities. How come that you're giving them so much enjoyment and they enjoy with your all these offerings? And how come that you're very poor and you don't have even proper set of clothes? All I can see is your torn dhoti and very bad bad cloth. So how come that why your Lord is not reciprocating with you? It's not favor. So it's probably why you're worshiping such a Lord. So this sadhu, he had a very profound realization about this. So he explained that actually I'm stitching this cloth. And I give you an example about that. When I'm stitching, I'm using the needle and the thread. And when I'm using the needle, it's from external point of view, it could appear that I'm piercing the cloth and tearing the cloth and giving pain to the cloth. But actually, behind the needle always goes the thread. And this thread is decorating the cloth and make it beautiful. So the same thing is the Lord when he gives the trouble in my life and this poverty. I'm not complaining, because after that, after the problems in my life, there goes merciful thread of the Lord. And this needle, like a problem, but behind the problem always the merciful and threat of protection of the Lord. So he is protecting me. So his realization was that he explained to him, yes, even though my cloth is in bad condition, but my heart stitched with the mercy and protection of the Lord. So he said, I don't care about this external view, but if my heart is grateful to the Lord, so I don't need anything else. So this was his reply. So this was a few examples, so from this example we can understand that the Lord is very merciful to his devotees. And when devotees sometimes they're doing some devotional service and they go to the kind of, how you call it, comfort zone, yeah? And you're in your comfort zone, and sometimes the Lord sending you some troubles and problems in order to wake you up and shake you a little bit in order to understand that you shouldn't stay here in the material world for a long time, because ultimately you have to go back to the spiritual world. So the logical conclusion of this class is is a medicine, is a treatment of all these diseases of the of this coverings of the ignorance, is the holy name. Holy name gives us takes us closer to the Lord, and because it is said that between the Lord Himself and His holy name, the holy name is more merciful to us. And if we are taking this medicine of the chanting of the holy name, trying our best, and by this we can pass all the if we do it sincerely, we can pass all the calamities and problems in our life. Thank you very much. So maybe somebody has a question. Mm-hmm.
The first story that you told, he was a rabbi. He wasn't a Christian. The one that wrote the book about? Yeah, he was a rabbi. And
Kushner, yeah? Krishna? Krishna.
Krishna.
Harold Krishna.
He was a rabbi. Mm. And another thing is, there's another way to look at that that Prabhupada often speaks of, is that the devotee feels that what I just got was nothing compared to what I actually deserve. Mm-hmm. And that I deserve far worse for my activities than what the Lord gave me. Mm-hmm. So, and I was thinking sometimes also, you can see how Krishna, he uses what karma, what we deserve, he gives us less, and he uses it in such a way to make us advance, to give up things that are very rooted in us, and it takes a lot to get it out. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is there anybody else? There's a question, comments? Yeah?
Devakinandana Swami was telling a story like this. His father wanted to be a pilot, and he joined the Air Corps, the Army, and he took all these tests and so forth. He did very well in them. He was number two in the test scores and so forth. But because he was black, when it came time to get on the bus to go to the air training, he was rejected because he was black. And so he said, "Well, you're a colored person. You could be a cook, you know. Can't be a pilot." So he was in the army, he couldn't get out, so he had to go on and be a cook. But he found out later that all the men that got on the bus, almost all but two or three of them had been killed because they were diverted from being pilots, and they had to become soldiers, and they went and fought in a very bad battle, and they were all killed. So he was recognizing in his way that God is very merciful. And sometimes he really disappoints us, but that's his mercy. He has something that he was alive 40 years later and able to have a nice family and so forth. Mm-hmm. This is the fact, we have to become grateful. All of the self-help people, they say the first step in improving your life is to become grateful for what you have and the circumstances you're in. Of course, your understanding, you're presenting a much deeper level of why to be grateful. And, so they don't delineate, or they don't understand karma very well. But because we understand that, and because we understand the mercy of the Lord is directing us personally as devotees, then we can appreciate these things. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to say? Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.